Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
McLennan, he didn't finish with a neck. We'll evaluate that tomorrow. Jamal got evaluated from, he got pulled out of the game, evaluated for concussion. He's not in the protocol, passed everything. So he should be okay going forward. At the end of the day, we didn't play well enough to win. Too many penalties. Too many plays that we're in position for. We're not making the plays that we need to. We weren't good enough on third down on both sides of the ball. Just didn't do enough.
Yeah, Adam, how do you correct those mistakes? 2 weeks in a row, you come out, opening drive, you score a touchdown, then there's no offense for three quarters.
Yeah, I mean, the negative plays kill us. You know, we can't be second and 20, second and 23. I mean, that's just a recipe for disaster, which it is. I mean, it's just we got to stay ahead of the sticks. Can't put ourselves in bad position. If we do that, it gives ourselves a chance on the drive.
Can you take us that snap that we had? Obviously.
Yeah, I got to ask those guys kind of what was said in the huddle. So I don't know. I'm just trying to get everybody regrouped after that.
Brian was pretty angry.
Yeah, I mean, I was standing right there. I heard everything, but I don't know the answer to that. It wasn't the right time and place to ask.
Out of the interception at the goal line.
Yeah.
Just stand back, take a sack there. What do you tell him?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to look at it. I mean, real time. I thought he was throwing it away at first. I don't think he saw those guys running into each other when he was coming out. And sometimes on those sprint out plays, you can't see anything until you kind of really break the pocket. You know, I think if he would have saw that right away, I don't know, I could be wrong on this, but I think if he saw it right away, he probably would have thrown it away really soon. I don't really know the answer to that right now.
If the play worked, who was he looking for there?
It would have been Crowder, but him and Robbie, the DB did a good job on the play. I mean, he just rerouted Robbie right into Crowder.
You mentioned trying to get everyone recruited. What was the message in there in the locker room just now after this one?
It's just more about we got to focus on ourselves. You know, I mean, really, that's at the end of the day, it's us playing well on Sunday. I mean, we're shooting ourselves in the foot too much. You know, the penalties are just not good. You know, I mean, we can't have 10 penalties for 100 yards. We're just hurting ourselves.
What is the morale like of the team? I mean, especially after losing a game like this.
I mean, we're 1-7. I mean, everybody feel like crap. You know, and you don't put in all this time and effort to come out here and lose. I mean, we got to get things fixed. That's what they know. That's what I told them. That's what the other guys in the locker room were saying the same thing.
Why should they have faith in them?
Because that's what we do in football. That's what we do. I mean, you do this long enough, you know it's not fun when you lose, and you got to go back to work. You got to reset on Wednesday. Like, they're not going to cancel our season. Like, we got to go back to work.
What is wrong with Sam right now? Because he seems like he's taken some steps back from where he was towards the end of last year.
No, I don't know if I can say that. I mean, I got to go back and watch this thing and really, like, diagnose kind of what happened throughout the game. I felt like there was, like, the last game, I mean, there was a lot of good things. It was just two or three bad plays. You know, it's just for a quarterback, sometimes when you have a bad play, it's a turnover. And I got to go back and look at this thing and kind of see what was going on.
You're down there at the goal line. You know, what's living on your mind, or why didn't you put living on those?
Yeah, I mean, I think the no timeouts kind of, because with what they do, it's either we go goal line and take the shot of, if we don't get in, we're running in a whole new personnel group, or, you know, we stay 11 personnel and they're gonna load up the box and they're bringing everybody.
Adam, what were your emotions? A little tougher for you because of your coaching?
I think it's just more about just trying to get us to play right. I mean, that's really coming into this game. That was the only thing I was really thinking about.
Adam, two reviews. The Griffin review, what did they tell you on that touchdown? And then when you challenged the PI on Robbie,
they just said he didn't catch it on the touchdown. The Robbie one, we just thought that it was at 1 yard. You know, they said it was, they gave me a different explanation.
What do you say to a disgruntled fan base that came into the season with high hopes?
Yeah, I mean, We haven't won. We haven't won. We have to figure out a way to put together a good week of practice and go win a game. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, I'm talking on the field this morning, talking to Chris Leader. I know coaches change jobs, of course, but was that at all emotional for you, just being taking a look around?
No, I mean, me and Chris we're really close, so we've talked since I've left here.
And take a couple more. Started back-to-back leads with touchdown drives, really solid touchdown drives. Do you think you don't make the proper adjustments as the game goes on? Why has the offense sputtered after that initial start?
It changes when you go first and 10, second and 23. That hurts you.
How much
it changes. It changes. They're not changing what they're doing.
How much is penalties or reflection on your coaching, your teaching?
Well, I mean, obviously, we got to do a better job. So, I mean, it's on me at the end.
I mean, at 1-7, how do you prevent this team from just giving up?
I mean, there's. I know, Rich, but I mean, these guys are good guys. These guys work hard, man. I watch them at practice. These guys, they try to do things right. Like, they hate going through this. They don't want to go through this. They don't want to lose games. They want to come out here and win. We just got to play better.
But at the same time, Adam, I mean, this isn't just another loss. I mean, they're all for the winless.
I'm aware, but I mean, it doesn't matter in the NFL. You got to come out here. You got to play good. You got to play well. You can't have penalties. You can't have missed opportunities. We didn't play well enough.
Is this win by that?
Is this embarrassing?
I mean, it's the NFL, man. It's the NFL. You can't be embarrassed by this.
What is not translating in practice coming into the games and going and in the game? What's not translating?
I mean, we're having negative plays on penalties, and it hurts us. Turning it over hurts us. Not getting turnover hurts us.
Is this correct, the penalties, Adam, or is that just something that players have to do on their own?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to do a better job with technique, fundamentals. You know, use that individual time that we have every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and find ways to improve.
Does this win validate
the
decision?
I'm not going to answer that. It's ridiculous.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.